Because I have had countless previous lives, I've had countless mothers. Where are all those mothers now? They're all the living beings who are alive today. Do they look like mothers to me? Well, no. Of course not. What I see, it's just the projections of my, if I look at them at all I see is the projections of my deluded minds. I don't see them as givers of kindness. How about if in meditation we imagine ourselves surrounded by all living beings? For auspiciousness, when we meditate on all living beings, we imagine like vast. Can you, how big is a space? Well, there ain't no beginning to space. So just imagine, as far as space you can think, and then go beyond that, and go beyond that, and go beyond that. The whole of the ground is covered with living beings, and we, for auspiciousness, whatever realm they're in at the moment, we think of them in human form. Vast universe of living beings. And we're right there in the center, leading them in meditation. Just this visualization alone, so powerful. So powerful to bring all living beings who are your kind mothers into your meditation, share your meditation with them and do it for them. So imagine. We imagine ourselves surrounded by each and every living being in human form. And then we think, every single one of these beings. We can't say, has been my mother. We want to say, is my mother. Because we can see, mother doesn't mean just the mother of this life. As Venerable Geshe-la says, suppose your mother of this life has died or dies. You don't stop thinking of her as your mother. You still have concern for her. You still pray for her. She's still my mother. So even though, you know, many lives have passed since these different beings have been my mothers, they're still my mothers. What's passed is the life in which they gave birth to me. What hasn't passed is that they are my mother. It's so important to feel they are my mother. Each one, you are my mother. Can you look at another person and in your heart honestly feel this person is my mother? Can you look at an insect and say, this insect, this person is my mother? Because this is where the bodhisattvas get to. This is where the Buddhas are. They feel this, and then this is not just some gooey feeling. This is their wisdom speaking. They know for certain all living beings are their mothers. So in the meditation, we try to do that. We visualize all living beings, one. We think, we recognize, just as Buddha said, we recognize them as our mothers, two. And then we remember their real function is to give kindness. I have received so much kindness from each of these living beings. Feel that, not just intellectually, feel it in your heart. Feel the kindness. Then your heart will warm. You will feel close to them. You will feel happy. Equally, this is the point, equally towards all living beings. This feeling that comes, that is affectionate love, will come naturally. Equally for all of them. Can you imagine having that mind? Is there anything bigger than that? A mind that feels equally with respect to all living beings. Warmth, feeling close, feeling happy, just thinking about them. Can you imagine what happens after that? What will grow in that mind? Of course, cherishing will grow. Of course, compassion will grow. Of course, bodhicitta will grow. Of course, Buddhahood, enlightenment will grow in that mind, in that field of that mind. It's all we need. If we can get, as Venerable Geshe-la says in Oral Instructions, Mahamudra, once we've got this mind, everything else just grows easily, really easy to develop, cherishing love, compassion, and so forth. This is the ground. This is the foundation So for us, it's quite important to understand what is affectionate love. And remember, affectionate love is a mind that feels close, warm and happy towards all living beings equally. Don't forget that end bit. Okay. So can we get that feeling? And then can we carry that feeling out of meditation and apply it to everyone we meet? Can you keep that feeling when you see someone else? This is our training.